This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly today activated the State Emergency Operations Center, the center to coordinate the state's response to an outbreak of hepatitis A. It's hit southeast Michigan pretty hard over the last 15 months, and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services wants to keep this outbreak from spreading around the state. Jay Fiedler is with the MDHHS, where he manages the Surveillance and Infectious Disease Epidemiology section. Jay, it's pretty safe to say people know hepatitis is dangerous. You don't want to get it. Most of us, though, don't know the differences between the different types of hepatitis and why it's dangerous.
Hepatitis A, as you've said, is a fairly common virus in some respects. It is well known to public health. It's well known to the general population, we feel, and is a vaccine-preventable disease that we are concerned with and monitor as a reportable disease here in Michigan. It is generally spread in what we call in public health a fecal-oral route, so people with contaminated hands or surfaces can easily pass this virus from person to person, and as well as some high-risk situations that we see where this virus can be spread easily between groups, such as people who travel to countries where hepatitis A is more endemic, men who have sex with men, users of injection and non-injection drugs, and then other household members and contacts of either children or folks who have come down with a hepatitis A infection.
Jay, what does the hepatitis A virus do? Attack our liver?
That's exactly what it does. It does primarily cause a general disease onset that's nausea, fever, malaise, abdominal pain, but ultimately the major clinical concern is with how it does impact the liver.
Now, the latest report from your department says 457 confirmed cases of hepatitis A with 18 fatalities since August 1st, 2016. And these cases largely confined to Southeast Michigan?
Yes. Right now, we're looking at approximately 11 counties and local health jurisdictions in Southeast Michigan. We are starting to see that kind of expand a little bit. The most recent counties that have been added to that outbreak have been Ingham County, Lapeer County, Sanilac County, and Washtenaw County.
So what would this newly activated operations center be able to do to kind of first contain this outbreak and secondly end it?
My understanding of the operations center is that it's going to really help us facilitate the response from MDHHS and our response across divisions and bureaus within our organization, and then also help us partner with other agencies at the state, like Michigan State Police and the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, and get those activities coordinated on a larger level to help us with planning and operations and really to execute plans in how we can contain and hopefully eradicate.
And what is the battle plan?
The immediate battle plan right now, we are working with providers and local health departments to try to increase awareness as much as possible. Immediately, we want to see prompter diagnosis and reporting and follow-up of these cases. One of the things that we try to do with hepatitis A is really evaluate each of these new cases, determine if we have folks who are high-risk individuals, whether that's because of behaviors like drug use, or maybe it's someone who works in a restaurant or a food establishment, and we really want to get in there and work with either other employees or patrons of that facility to get post-exposure prophylaxis and try to get vaccination response to the groups that are appropriate.
And the vaccination, that hepatitis A vaccine, I understand it's the most effective way to combat the disease, but what can you tell us about these temporary limitations of adult Hep A vaccine?
Due to multiple outbreaks that are occurring throughout the United States, there are some strains on supplies from manufacturers. Currently, Michigan is working with our CDC contacts to try to ensure that we have enough vaccine to meet our immediate needs, and then we're also trying to project out into the future what our needs are going to be to respond to this. We have secured adequate amounts of vaccine right now in order to respond, and we think that we're okay here in the near term, and then, as I said, we're working on the long-term plan to assure that we can sustain that response.
So the main action steps the public should take would be what, Jay?
Number one, more than anything, wash your hands. Washing your hands and proper hand hygiene is one of the most effective steps to protect yourself from hepatitis A. We are encouraging vaccination in high-risk groups and in response to any identified events where we've had a contaminated food worker or a household contact. If someone in your house has come down with hepatitis A, we strongly recommend getting post-exposure prophylaxis to keep that from transmitting throughout the household and then to other people that you know and in your community.
Jay, you're an epidemiologist. What is your feeling as far as what's behind this increased incidence in Michigan and, as you say, across the country? What's going on here?
Hepatitis A is a very difficult disease to control because it is highly infectious. We had basically a small elevation in southeast Michigan that we were watching towards the end of 2016 that really became more entrenched in that population early in 2017. We don't know exactly what caused it to really jump up in numbers, but the number one thing is just trying to get a response to all those high-risk cases and to get post-exposure prophylaxis in people. If one case slips through the cracks, you have the opportunity to really infect many additional individuals. And so when you start to see that in a population, as it ramps up, it gets more difficult to control. And so we're trying to mount a bigger response to try to get this thing under control.
Jay Fiedler with the MDHHS. Thanks for speaking with us, Jay.
Thank you.